From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The piece is by Mozart. The recording in our studio is by Lang Lang. The Chinese-born pianist came to the U.S. when he was 14 to study at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. He's now 26. Lang Lang has now written an autobiography, Journey of a Thousand Miles. He writes about how moving to the U.S. meant abandoning what he says was a typically Chinese approach to his career, trying to be number one.
Piano Bravo. Is a little bit squeaky.
The piano is squeaky. Will you describe this great transition in your life as a pianist when you come to America and the pianist Gary Graffman is your teacher, and you and your father, who was with you, just assumed what you should be doing is entering piano competitions one after another. That's what you do.
I would thought that because I won some international competition when I was very young. So I came to America when I was 14 years old to Mr. Graffman, and he said, in the first lesson, I'm like, I like to be like Tiger Woods, winning all the big competitions.
You want to win the Masters.
Yeah,
of piano,
I want, you know, the Tchaikovsky, Chopin, Mont Clyburn, Liszt, Queen Elizabeth, I want to win five. And he was laughing at me. He said, it's a nice dream, but you don't really need it. He said, do you want a long career or you want a short fame? And I said, of course, long career. Mm-hmm. And he said, so then you just study, then work very hard on your piano playing, but don't think about others. And then one day somebody will probably not able to play in one concert. And if you succeed as a replacement, then you have a career.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe him in that moment. You know, I was thinking, oh my God, America should be like China because America is also very competitive.
So, yeah, I remember what you write about is you said, what do you mean people don't want to be number one
here? Right.
Michael Jordan wants to be number one here playing basketball.
Yeah. But now I think he's totally right, of course.
How would you describe performing and the reaction of an audience here and in China? Who's at the concert and how do they react to you?
In America, a good advantage is that the American audience are much more professional and much more knowledgeable about classical music than the Chinese audience. The other side is that they are so professional, but they're also pretty old.
Yes.
So
you look at an audience in the United States,
yeah,
you're
it's
looking
like
at
over
a lot of people
60,
who are 60 years old.
I mean,
older,
yeah. It's nothing wrong with over 60, but,
I hope
but
not,
you know, we also need young people. The thing is, if you go to a concert hall, if 80% or 90% or 100% audience are over 60,
right.
You know, there is a problem.
It's a problem if you're planning on a long career because those people aren't going to be around.
Maybe they will till 120 years old. But anyway, and in China it's the opposite. The good advantage is Chinese audience are very, very young, younger than me. The bad side is they don't really know classical music, but they like to listen. For the education, it's similar. There are 35 million kids learning piano in China.
35 million kids are taking piano lessons.
Yes, but not enough good teachers. And here in America, I think we have a more good teachers, but sometimes student doesn't work so much.
so you're moving from China to here is a logical...
Yeah, it's kind of really logical because China still don't have... the education system is better. I would say, you know, it's much better, but... It's still no match to Curtis or Juilliard, you know, of the top American schools, no match.
I'd like you to play us something that you've been working on, something you'd like to play for us. I mean, I realize that's hard.
I mean, not hard. I mean, I'm working on Goldberg variation.
On Bach's Goldberg variation.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can do whatever. I'm working. working on it. So
now there's a piece which was famously recorded by the great Canadian pianist Glenn Gould, so much so that his critics said this is more Gould than it is Bach. I mean, he's interpreted it so much that he's put his...
But who does, I mean, this I really have argument with this. First of all, I'm a super fan of Glenn Gould. I love his music. I think he's a genius. Mm-hmm. My argument is very clear. Does anyone knows what Bach played on Goldberg Variation? That's the first question. Mm-hmm. Second is, as a pianist, we all look at the scores. And Goldberg Variation, he didn't write so much. You know, the articulation is empty there. Mm-hmm. And you can put all your imagination. So that's why made Glenn Gould so special for Goldberg Variation is because Bach gave him unlimited element to make things happening in this work. Unlike, you know, sometimes Beethoven probably will write something. And then you can say he played more Glenn Gould than Beethoven. Mm-hmm. That I can imagine. I can think about it.
Right.
But for Goldberg Variation, I really don't see this happens.
So do you approach it by thinking, what is Lang Lang's Goldberg Variations going to sound like? Is it a personal creative project for you?
The reason is that because I admire both Glenn Gould's recording so much. And so that's why I'm thinking, you know, I probably should also learn it. What I like to do is to recreate something that... It's something quite unique, the sound in Bach, because this is one of the very few Bach pieces that you can create some kind of sound effects. And I think this is certainly, we can do it in many of the passages like such as... And also the freedom of singing. You know, I worked with Hanunkor on this, the great Austrian, on this... Because this guy is kind of an expert on the harpsichord. And mm-hmm. he told me that this piece, this passage, you actually can do many, many ritenuto and then, you know, rubatos, but and then to feed it back or something. So he showed me many places. And this opens my eye on how to play Goldberg Variation.
Lang Lang, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Lang Lang's book is Journey of 1,000 Miles. Since he says his book is about fulfilling one's dreams... He played Schumann's Traumerei, or Dreaming, for us. You can hear and see Lang Lang play Beethoven in our studios. You can read an excerpt from his new book and watch a Lang Lang slideshow, all at the music section of our website, npr.org. There is another young pianist, actually very young, who is Chinese-American and who absolutely idolizes Lang Lang. We'll hear from him tomorrow.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.